Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on the Friday edition of All About Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref tomorrow at Pimlico in Baltimore will be the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. The Preakness, you'll be able to hear it right here on ESPN 97.7 FM late tomorrow afternoon. Just as we had before the Derby a couple of weeks ago, good friend Tim Grimm joining us here on this Friday before the Preakness. Tim, how are you?
Doing well. Glad to be back.
All right. So how did you do in the Kentucky Derby? Obviously, an awful day weather-wise. The track was an absolute mess. Justified. Won it. Had some unfamiliar company, I think, there at the end. At least a very good race between him and Good Magic. But just kind of your thoughts, your predictions on the Derby.
Well, obviously, the weather played a big impact. But for the sixth time, and for the first time in Derby history, for the sixth consecutive race, the post-time favorite won the race. You know, the interesting thing about that race was how you could get great odds on good horses because there were so many good horses in the race. And I think that was a point I made a couple of weeks ago, that horses like Good Magic, who was the two-year-old juvenile male horse of the year and had won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, was going to go off at 12-1. I think my advice was, you know, if you put money down on Justify, you're not going to get any money back to speak of. But those that I did an address for the Rotary Club over in Henderson the day before the Derby, and I had advised them, you know, put out an exacta bet or some trifecta bets to try and get some exotic odds because you had really good odds on good horses. So I ended up having a 7-6 exacta box, which is a $4 wager in which you get both horses for first or second. And those were the two best horses in the race from both a buyer speed point number, speed number, and as well as their past performance. And it paid, a $4 wager paid me $69.60. So, unfortunately, as we approach the Preakness, it's just the opposite. This race is going to go off with very short odds on what are some odds on favorites in the race.
Well, you look at it, and as you might expect, anybody that kind of follows the horse racing, you're in a situation where, again, you had 20 that were in the starting gate in Churchill. Now 8 will be in the starting gate tomorrow at Pimlico. Justify certainly there, Good Magic, the 1-2 finishers in the Kentucky Derby. Two other horses that ran along with Justify at Churchill Downs have made it to Pimlico. You take a look, let's just start with the number in the field, 8. Is that kind of what you expected?
Well, it's typically what runs at Pimlico. What happens is everybody gears up for the Derby, and then because the Triple Crown process is such a grueling, you know, three long races, and by that I mean longer races than these horses have ever run in their lives as three-year-olds, and you've got to do them within 5 weeks of one another. So typically what happens is horses that didn't run well in the Derby that perhaps people thought would, they either skip the rest of the Triple Crown trial or they come back in the Belmont. They take that extra 4 weeks of rest that the other competitors don't get. So you typically do end up seeing a much smaller field at Pimlico. One of the other reasons for that is that Pimlico's really, as the Triple Crown tracks go, Pimlico is an old track and looks like an old facility. The trainers, the barn, the trainers' facilities, the barns and stuff aren't up to what they are at Belmont and Churchill. In fact, they're talking about moving Pimlico to Laurel Park outside of Baltimore in the coming years because of the aging state of Pimlico itself. But as we look at this one, obviously it doesn't take a genius to know that it's going to be at best a muddy track tomorrow, probably a sloppy track. And the two horses that have real proven pedigree of producing in the mud and the slop are the two favorites. So I think at this moment, if you bet $2 on Justify, you're going to get a dollar back. You'll get a $3 back. Good Magic is not far behind him in that regard. I think he's currently at 3-1 or 7-2, something like that. So there aren't a whole lot of wagers that can be made here. But, you know, I think back to, and I go back a ways in these Triple Crown races. The year before Secretariat won the Triple Crown, a horse named Reva Ridge was undefeated as a two-year-old horse of the race, the horse of the year, won 5 stakes races as a two-year-old. Then went out and just slaughtered in the Derby. I mean, 11-length wire-to-wire Derby victory. And it rained really bad the night before at Baltimore. And he did darn and at the Preakness, and then came back and blew everybody out in the Belmont. So you never know what the weather impact is going to be, but the two horses that are favorites have already run well in this kind of weather. There are a couple of newcomers to this race that could have some impact, though. There is a horse by the name of Quip who ran second in the Arkansas Derby to Magnum Moon, wonderful horse, and in fact is owned by the two of the three companies that own Justify, also own Quip, and they held Quip out of the Derby. If Justify had not won the Derby, odds are Justify wouldn't have run in the Preakness, and Bob Baffert would have brought Quip back as a horse in the Preakness. Now they're going to run Quip on fresh feet and Justify as well in the same race. Quip starting out of the number one hole, and Quip is a horse that is a horse that has something exceptional about him. If you look at racing form, they'll give you what's called a Tomlinson number. And when you look at the Tomlinson number, that is how well a horse has been bred to perform in the mud. And if you get a horse that's in a 300 rating or better, Tomlinson number, he probably will do okay in muddy tracks, maybe not that well in sloppy. If you get a horse with a 400 Tomlinson number, you've really got to move them up in your rankings. Well, as they approach the Preakness, Quip is on fresh legs and has a Tomlinson rating of 443. So this is a horse who has good speed, has already won some stakes races, competed well in the Kentucky Derby preliminary races, and has the pedigree to do really well in that race. Another horse that's laying out there, and one that I particularly, as I go to bet my trifecta boxes, I'm going to make sure that I've got a well-named horse in this race. Dwayne Lucas has brought a horse to this race who didn't run in the Derby, and he comes from stalking off the pace. And his horse's name is Sporting Chance, and he's well-named in this. Sporting Chance, he ran fourth in the Pat Day Mile on Derby Day. He's finished third in the Bluegrass Stakes, and he finished third in the Southwest Stakes this year. And he has a Tomlinson rating of 439. You know, Dwayne Lucas brought Oxbow to the Preakness back in 2013, and Oxbow upset Derby winner Orb that year. So as I go to make out try and figure out how to make some money on the Preakness, I'm going to have some trifecta boxes that certainly have the 5 and 7 have Good Magic and Justify in them. But on the bottom end of that, I'm going to take a look at both Sporting Chance and Quip. And maybe for my $6 bet, maybe I'll have a chance to get back $40 or $50 if a 30-1 shot like Sporting Chance comes in on the back end of that card.
Tim Grimm joining us here on the Friday edition of All About Sports, kind of giving us a preview of the Preakness tomorrow at Pimlico. Again, we'll have the broadcast of the second leg of Horse Racing's Triple Crown right after the Cardinals and Phillies game tomorrow. Tim, we talked to Churchill Downs about how important it was as far as the starting gate and to stay away from the inside rail of 1, 2, and 3 and maybe get out of the traffic at the beginning. Obviously, with 8 horses now, that's probably not that big of a concern, or maybe it is, and with the wet track as well. So how important is it that Justify is kind of on the outside of an 8-horse field and Good Magic is somewhere in the middle?
Well, I think if Bob Baffert could have picked a spot to start his horse in this race, he would have taken either the 6 or the 7 post. So I think he's got to be incredibly happy with where his horse is at, because he's just to the outside of Good Magic. Now, Good Magic's in the 5-hole. Good Magic, neither one of them really likes to set the pace. They both like to run just off the pace. And this is why I think Quip drew the number 1-hole. It's a fresh horse. He's going to be down on the inside. It's going to be wet, and he knows he's going to have to go out fast to keep from getting mud in his face throughout. He's also a horse who has as good a early speed as either of the two favorites in this race. His only question is, does he have the staying power to go with it? So I think what you'll see early in the race, you'll see Quip out front. You'll see Justify and Good Magic running just off his hip. But as they come to the final turn, I think you'll see Lone Sailor, number 2, closing fast as they come up the stretch. He was in the Derby, and Lone Sailor actually was making up a great deal of ground before he got trapped on the rail as they came down the stretch. So he's got excellent late speed. He finished 8th in the Derby, but he could be one of those horses that comes up to finish in the money. And as I mentioned earlier, Sporting Chance is a horse that he just has the pedigree to do well in this mud. Another early horse will be Diamond King. He's local there to Baltimore. He won a big stakes race out there, the Federico Tesco, on Derby Day. He won a $125,000 stakes race at Laurel Park. They brought him in thinking that he's a local horse, he's got the speed and what have you. He may push the early speed right along with Quip, but I'm telling you, there's a reason Justify's the favorite horse in this race. He's got huge hindquarters, he's got the staying power, and now he's got the pedigree of having won on just about any kind of surface that he's run on. To bet against Justify, you're only doing it trying to make money. The best way to make money on this race is to include him in a bet that you're pairing up with another horse.
All right, that'll all be tomorrow late afternoon from Pimlico outside of Baltimore, the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness. And there you got all the information you need from Tim Grimm. Tim, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Enjoy the race. It would be nice to see one of these Triple Crown races run in nice weather and on a dry track, but that's not going to be the case apparently again tomorrow.
Well, that's going to happen in the Belmont. It's going to be good weather there, and you're going to see a lot of horses that are familiar coming back from the Derby to race up against Justify as he goes for the Triple Crown, because I sure don't think he's going to lose this race.
All right. Thanks so much, Tim. Take care.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's Tim Grimm. We'll be back with more of this edition of All About Sports right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.